Welcome to Conversations with the Unseen. My name is Andy.
And my name is Laura. And in December 2019, we began an amazing and completely unexpected journey conversing with beings from the unseen world, which has totally transformed our lives.
And here we are, after hundreds and hundreds of hours of conversations, doing what our non-physical friends have been encouraging us to do, sharing their message with others who may be interested.
So let's dive in. Hello, Mexicans.
Hello, dear friends.
So wonderful to be connected. We're here today with Susan, and this conversation was created in the energy some time ago, actually, when Susan and I had been talking about trying, and we felt that we possibly weren't the only people on the planet who had been very committed to trying very, very hard. And we thought this could be fun to explore with you, and perhaps to be an invitation to any who may be listening, that there is a different possibility apart from just trying hard, which really feels like hitting your head off the wall to me. So I don't know if there's anything you'd like to say before we hear from the Mexican Susan. Susan Granfield, PhD in trying.
Thank you. Oh yes, I have many letters after my name that all relate to trying. I feel like actually, Laura, we've had many conversations over the years, some of which we were unconscious that we were trying, and some we've become very conscious that we're talking about trying. And it feels like when we talk about trying now, we can really see when it's happening. So I'm not saying that I don't fall into the trying trap, but I'm more aware of it, and it feels so much better to not be trying. And yet there's still that little program that feels, if you're not trying, then yeah, you're doing something wrong, because life's about trying, isn't it? Life's hard. So that's what comes to mind for me. So I'm really curious to hear what the Mexicans have got to say.
Yeah, if you're not trying, nothing will happen.
Mm.
Or it'll all go to hell in a handcart.
Mm-hmm. And what will other people think if you look like you're not trying?
So Mexicans, stock it to us. What's your perspective on trying?
To begin, very simply, the word, as for all words, is a representation. It is a symbol of something that has some meaning. And so the word trying, or to try, is a symbol of an energy. It carries an energy. It conveys an energy. And it is sometimes helpful to give context to the energy, to understand more clearly the energy of the word by calling to mind its opposite. And if you were to ask others for their definition of trying and some suggested alternatives, perhaps they would say that trying is to make an effort to put in work towards some endeavor. And the opposite could be seen as laziness, depending on one's perspective. And from our perspective, there is much trying in the world of form. It seems to be a program that many, probably most humans, can relate to, that shows up from time to time. When the human self wants something, it believes that it must put some effort into getting what it wants. Otherwise, how can one expect to achieve anything without trying? You have no doubt heard parents saying to their children, you must try, you must try your best. And even, you must try harder. There is potential that is unfulfilled. Try harder. And so, for us, the energy of the word trying would be believing that to bring about some kind of result requires effort. To bring about change, to accomplish something, requires effort. And yet there is also an energy of the word that is about not accomplishing. Because if you were accomplishing, there would be no trying. You would just be doing whatever you were choosing to do. And so trying seems to be energetically an interesting combination of effort and not really getting anywhere, not doing what it was that you wanted to do. This is, of course, a program, a belief that the human self is treating as truth. And as with many programs, the confirmation of the story or the belief is reflected back in the world of form. The human self likes to be in control. It likes to control the world of form. And yet, most if not all of the world of form is beyond the control of the human self. There is a great deal that happens that the human self would describe as being at the mercy of. But that does not seem to deter the human self from trying. So what is the alternative? Is it to be lazy? Is it to allow life to unfold? To not be at the mercy of events unfolding, but to use conscious intention to effortlessly pour unto oneself anything that one desires. And as you examine those two energies, which one do you prefer?
We're so programmed to effort, is what occurs to me when I'm listening to the Mexicans, and I'm thinking about there's many different examples in my world where it's almost like the more something has been the way the ego doesn't want it to be, the harder the ego tries to make it be something else, which then looks much more into being what the human self would call stuck. And I think when I was listening to you Mexicans, I really just was hearing, wow, trying. When you said, what's the energy of trying? I thought, oh, it's can't. It's like there's something about I can't do it. And there's something about not being in the present moment, which I really can connect with.
Yeah, what came to mind for me when the Mexicans said the alternative is to allow life to unfold and call unto you what you want. And there was a voice in my head said, that's too good to be true. You know, it's like, which would you choose? Well, yeah, why wouldn't you choose that? But the human self is like, that's too good to be true. Surely that doesn't work. There's got to be a catch somewhere. That's what kind of came to mind for me.
And also, what does that mean? So Mexicans, maybe you can talk a little more about that. So somebody, let's for like, so for me, trying around money, like I tried really hard around money. It turns out it's a really brilliant way of keeping money out, but it didn't stop me from trying. And the more it seemed like it wasn't happening, the harder I tried, but the more frustrated and pissed off I got. And I guess it's like I really was unaware of my energy because I was so committed to trying to make the world a form, like change. And so, yeah, I'm thinking about who I was back then, Mexicans. And if you'd said to me, allow life to unfold, I think this ego would have been freaking out. I don't know that this ego could have heard that.
It's like taking your hands off the steering wheel and just, oh my God, where am I going to end up? That's what the image that comes to mind for me.
And yet, if you are moving in a certain direction that is not bringing to you what you desire, to put more effort into moving in that direction will, of course, just produce more of what you do not want. And so it requires an alternative approach, a different approach. The human self can sometimes mistakenly believe that the missing component is effort, hard work. And perhaps does not question the approach that is being taken. So to be moving in a direction that is moving away from what the human self desires, more effort, more trying is still not going to work and will just frustrate the human self. And so to address the question, it is useful to clarify what is occurring in the energy beyond the human senses, beyond what the human senses can perceive. From a human perspective, it looks like to bring into form what you desire requires intervention at the level of form. To try to manipulate physical objects, people, money, whatever it might be, that exists in the world of form. The human understanding is on the level of physical. And what the human self may not be so aware of is that there is a non-physical dimension, the unseen, where what shows up in the world of form begins life. For example, there may be a desire for something to occur in the world of form that begins life in the non-physical. And so we would say the alternative to trying and manipulating or attempting to manipulate the physical is to look to the non-physical, look to the energy, and set an intention for your desires to come into form. And once that intention goes out to the field, the energy field that is surrounding and within everything that the human self perceives, it is what is enabling the experience of form to take place. Once that request or intention goes out to the field, it begins a journey. It is seeking then form in the physical realm. The world of form is looking to reflect back to the human self that intention, to bring forth in physical form what you desire. And it is very straightforward and yet requires something from the human self. And that something is not work and is not effort and is not trying. That something is to receive, to be a match, a vibrational match for that which has been created in the energy. And this is a challenge to the human mind because it is not what it has been taught. Repeatedly, on many occasions, it has been taught to work hard and try. And we would say to allow life to unfold is to be intentional in the energy, to be very clear about what you wish life to bring you, what you expect life to bring you, and to allow that to come to you in a form that may surprise and delight the human self. And where this sometimes comes unstuck is where the human self is looking for a specific form of response. It is looking for its version of that energetic creation. And so the energy of allowing is to allow that creation to come in the perfect way, in a way that is for the highest good, and in a way that will turn out to be far, far better than what the human self was asking for.
What occurs to me when I'm listening is this human self is trying perhaps more than it's been aware that it has. You know, I've heard you say, Susan, like the human self just wants to like nail something and move on. And as I'm listening to the Mexicans, what's occurring to me is that the energy of trying can be there in any moment when the human self begins to make itself responsible for what it wants, desires. And I'm also really struck by how many would laugh if they could hear this conversation, because it is so the opposite of what we are taught, told, shown in our formative years, which then becomes how many of us live. And so it would be total bullshit for me to be here saying, I don't try. This human self doesn't try. Because who I really am doesn't try. But the human self does.
And sometimes I am aware that I'm trying to not try. I don't know if you've had that one. Trying really hard to not try, to just let things happen, but actually subtly there's still quite a lot of efforting going on. I think that's the really interesting thing is, you know, the first thing is to even be open to the possibility that you can have whatever you want in life without trying. That's the first thing. And that took me a long time to get to. I now do see that there's that possibility because I've experienced it. But yet that program is still there. And so, you know, that's why I say that I know that trying doesn't work. And yet I still find myself doing it in ever increasingly subtle ways. And I think the other thing that came to mind for me was that for many people, and I'm quite sure people listening to this, they could look at experiences in their life, things that have happened to them, things they've achieved, and they can absolutely say it's because I tried. If I hadn't tried, that wouldn't have happened. So I'd be interested in your perspective, Mexicans, on that, where the human self convinces itself, because it looks to the world of form, maybe there's the problem there, but looks to the world of form and says, this has happened because I tried. What's your advice to someone who's thinking that, Mexicans?
The difference is energetic. And so to make a choice to turn left or turn right, to take a job or not take a job, have a child or not have a child, these are choices that people make. To try is to not be able to. And therefore, there is a different energetic quality when one is trying. There is an energy of not being able to, as opposed to making a choice. And when one is making choices, we would say that wisdom is to align with the inner being, to be guided by that non-physical self, the access to wisdom that is available. And the choice made in alignment with the inner being can be trusted. Those life choices that every human makes that determine the course of their journey from birth to death. There is something also about the energy of trying, which is more focused in the future than in the present. And so to make a choice is to be in the present, and to make a choice in the present moment as guided by the inner being has no energy of trying about it. The energy of trying would be more from the human mind. It would be trying to predict into the future, which is the best choice, which is going to give me the best outcome moving forward. And of course, the human perspective is so limited that the quality of trying will also lead to perhaps challenges unforeseen and will require extra effort to overcome, some problem solving as seen from the human perspective, as opposed to just being in the present moment, accessing the wisdom and guidance of the inner being, and making a choice in the present. And then as the next present moment unfolds, to align with the inner being and make the next choice, life unfolding.
When I was listening to you there, Mexicans, what I remembered was a relationship that I was having with someone that I wanted to be with, an intimate relationship. And I tried and forced and efforted every which way to make it happen. And what I can see now is that the human self had decided that this is what needed to happen. What I can also see now, years later, is that what happened was for the highest good. And I'm grateful that that relationship didn't happen that I was so desperate for, that I so longed for. And so there's something for me around trying kicks in when this human self has decided that it either wants something, it needs something, or things should be a particular way. Because, and I'm smiling as I say this, we've had examples of like not trying and like awesome shit shows up and you're thinking, what? It's almost comical, the contrast that can emerge.
And what comes to mind for me is, you know, thinking to a time in my life where my husband and I were trying to get pregnant. And that's a common phrase that a lot of people use, trying. And then for so many people, didn't happen for us, but so for so many people, they stopped trying and then it happens. Now, we consciously chose not to continue trying. So that's what the Mexicans were, for me, that's what Mexicans were talking about there, is we made that choice. But there are so many examples of where people think, and I definitely was in that space of, I need to do more of this. I need to follow all of these different protocols. I need to try really hard. And of course, at the same time, you're being told to relax, you know, because if you're stressed, it won't happen, you know, but it's these mixed messages. And I think that's just one example of the collective sort of narrative around so many things, that if you want it, you have to try really hard to get it. And what the Mexicans said there about trying energetically is in the future, because it's about the thing that you want to happen in the future, not what's happening now. And that just made me think about other ego programs of safety and security and control. And, you know, if I try really hard to make this happen, then when I've got that, I'll be okay. And we just push everything into the future. And so it's kind of a little bit scary, but also quite empowering to go, I'm just going to choose in this moment. What do I choose in this moment to do? Not to try doing, but to actually do.
And, you know, that's I love what you're saying there, because I remember a walk that you and I took during that period of your life. And I remember you talking about how it felt to the body, all these things that was happening to the body. And I guess looking back, it sounds like that wasn't like a space of ease and joy and lightness and following the energy for the body. It was like it was something that seemed to emerge from that energy of, I'm trying to do this, so this is what I have to endure to get what I want.
Yeah, oh, it was definitely endurance. And really actually giving up my power to other people. If other people were telling me what I needed to do, and I look back on it now and I was really in a disempowered space. I allowed myself to be there until that point where my husband and I said, let's just choose, because we weren't choosing. We were just going with what we thought we needed to do until we chose. And as I say that, what comes to mind is I'm aware of conversations I've had with people, you know, in business, in the corporate setting, and they try so hard for the promotion and try so hard to create a business the way they think it should be made or should be. And they're not really choosing for themselves. But the moment where they realise that's a possibility is quite incredible. And I think that's kind of what we're talking about here, is that moment where you go, wow, there is something different here.
And I love what you say, because it's like that person who's trying for the promotion, it's like all of their doing is coming from a space of like, is this going to get me what I want? Rather than how can I be of most service here, or what is required here? So it's like it's a very self-conscious action, and it's like doing to get. So there's not a purity in the energy around it.
Mm. Yeah.
And so the alternative is to trust. To align with the energy of trusting. Trusting who you really are. Trusting your own inner guidance, your own inner wisdom, that you have constant access to. Rather than the mind under the influence of its programs, having attachment to particular outcomes, to trust life to unfold in the perfect way, and to be intentional in the way that we have described. what you are emitting, your energy, goes out to the field. And of course, if your energy is that of needing something or lacking something, then life will reflect that energy back to you in physical form. If your energy is trusting, if your energy is allowing life to unfold and knowing that whatever life in form brings to you is for the highest good, it is bringing a gift, bringing treasure to you. It may not seem that way, as seen from the human perspective in that moment, because the human perspective will be, I need this to happen in order to be okay. And eventually the human self learns that whatever that was, even when it comes, it doesn't make it feel as good as it was hoping to. And so the alternative is to allow, to not argue with life, not to try and control life unfolding, because this is to be trying to control the uncontrollable. One is to have a much more peaceful journey, allowing life to unfold and trusting that what is unfolding is for the highest good.
Thank you, Mexicans. I wonder, Susan, if you've got like any final thoughts.
Just that last thing the Mexican said, allowing life is a much more peaceful journey. And I just feel, wow, that feels, I wish I'd known that many years ago. For me, it's been an absolute game changer to, as I said before, to even just be aware or to be open to the possibility that not trying, allowing is possible. And you can still, you know, have the kind of, in fact, you are more likely to have the kind of life you really want to have. That's been a game changer for me. And it's a practice to keep reminding myself I don't have to try. But I just, for anyone who's listening to this, I would really just encourage them to sit with that possibility. What would it be like if I didn't try so much? What could it be like? How could it feel to be on that peaceful journey? And just even sit with that. You don't have to do anything at that point, but just to be open to it. Feels good.
Thank you. And Mexicans, do you have any final words for us?
What if it is much easier than the human self has been making it? What if everything you desire is available just by looking in a different direction, by letting go? What if by trying to control that very energy is what is keeping out what you desire? We would encourage an experiment. Try it a different way. Try life lived from an energy of allowing and see what happens.
Great question. Thank you, Mexicans. Thank you, Susan.
Just for thank you.
And co-creating this.
Pleasure.
Until next time, Mexicans.
Until next time.
You've been listening to Conversations with the Unseen.
If you'd like to know when there's a new conversation available, then remember to subscribe and also to share it with others.
If you'd like to have a written transcript of each conversation, then you'll find this on the website conversationswiththeunseen.com.
And If you have a question you'd like us to ask on your behalf, or if you would like to join the mailing list, then you can also do that on the website, conversationswiththeunseen.com.
Until next time.